Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Farrell is here with us. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Mary. Another busy one. And let's hear more from the Irish head coach, Carla Ward, today. And she had more discussion around Colin Healy yesterday in terms of his departure from the senior management team when she took over. Of course, Colin, as we know, well documented at this stage, claims he had a verbal agreement to remain in his position following Eileen Gleeson's departure. Well, Carla Ward says she'd actually now be open to Colin Healy returning to the management team to be her assistant should her current assistant, Amber Whitley, take up a role as Liverpool manager on a full-time basis. So she is currently working as an interim manager with Liverpool. Ward says Colin wasn't an option when she first took up the job 3 months ago.
So if Amber Whitley goes, would Colin be considered? Yes, he would. When I came in, so everything I said to you that day is true. So when I came in, he wasn't employed by the FAI. He wasn't an option. If he's an option now, 100% would we consider him? Yeah, the girls, I've never met him, but you know, the girls speak highly of him. The staff speak highly of him. He seems, from what I've heard, a lovely guy. And if I had the opportunity to work with him, would I? Absolutely, yeah.
Carla Ward there. Now, the Irish under 17 team has qualified for the World Cup in Qatar next November. A 5-0 win against Iceland has seen them book a place at the final. So this current campaign that they were taking part in was both a European and a World Cup qualifier at this grade. So the group winners go directly through to the European Championships. But a place at an expanded World Cup was also an offer for some of the best runners up. So the Irish under 17s were one of those best runners up. Connacht will once again be without their head coach Pete Wilkins for their big week Interpro against Munster and Castlebar on Saturday. He remains on sick leave since last week. The game is expected to draw close to 30,000 people to the Mayo Town this weekend. And with the county's footballers also playing in league final on Sunday, it's been a busy time for county chairperson Seamus Toohey. Seamus has been telling me why they're giving a big warm welcome to the rugby on Saturday afternoon.
It's a fantastic occasion. Like, already there's over 26,500 tickets sold, and we expect maybe that'll go up to maybe closer to 29,000. Because too often we see this place empty, and it's great to welcome rugby along. And it's a complete novelty at this particular stage, and everyone is looking forward to it. And look, let's fill it and let's have a great day.
You mentioned there about filling it. You potentially have a Connacht final to look forward to this year, but I think this crowd could be bigger than any Connacht final you could get this year.
Probably the biggest crowd we'll get for the year. Connacht finals normally would be in the 19,000 to 21,000 region. I haven't seen it in my time. I'm involved in the GAA a long, long time, and I think it's gone back to 2016-17 when we had a quarter final against Donegal, where we had a capacity crowd that day. That's the last occasion I've seen this house full.
We often see the likes of Croke Park down in Cork. They're pretty good at, you know, using their venues for other events, other sports. Is this something that you might do more in Castlebar?
Well, I suppose this is the first time we have done this, that we have stepped outside our norm here. We have never had any other games within this park. We have a Connacht Championship game on the Sunday afterwards, so there's a quick turnaround. So my biggest worry at the moment, there's not too much damage to the pitch, but hopefully we have a very good team of stewards and field people address those issues throughout the week.
How much is this worth to the local economy?
Well, God only knows, but look, at all I can hear at the moment, you cannot get a hotel within the county at this present time. So that's in itself is going to generate a lot of income for the county. So I'm sure not alone the hotels, but the guest houses and everything, they've been all full, because this people has been looking for accommodation since last December once they heard that the venue was confirmed.
Yeah, what an occasion it's going to be. And if you're not going along, it's live on Radio 1 Saturday afternoon.